Part 1. The Cognitive Revolution. Chapter 1. An Animal of No Significance. Everything came into being about 13.5 billion years in the distant past, during the Big Bang. Only physics can be used to describe this story. 300,000 years later, energy and matter began to form atoms and molecules. Chemistry relates the story of molecules and molecular interactions. 3.8 billion years ago, some molecules collected to build organisms on the planet Earth. Biology narrates the story of organisms. 70,000 years ago, organisms from the species Homo sapiens formed much more complex structures we now call culture. History expresses human culture's subsequent development. Human history is influenced by three incredible revolutions. The cognitive revolution that took place 70,000 years in the past, the agricultural revolution set at 20,000 years ago, and the scientific revolution a mere 500 years ago. This book explains how these revolutions have affected humans and other organisms on the planet. Humans, animals of the genus Homo, have existed long before history, and they lived with animals for a long time without standing apart from them. Biologists group and name organisms by their genus and species. Animals are from the same species if they mate and give birth to offspring that can bear children. We are called Homo sapiens, of the genus Homo, man, and species sapiens, wise, and we belong to the family of great apes. It's believed that 6 million years ago, a female ape gave birth to two daughters. One became the ancestor of all present-day chimpanzees, while the other became Homo sapiens' grandmother. Humans first evolved in Africa 2.5 million years ago, from a previous genus called Australopithecus, or southern ape. 2 million years ago, these early humans left Africa and traveled to Europe and Asia. Because of the varying conditions in settlement places, humans evolved. Those in Europe and Western Asia became Homo neanderthalensis, or Neanderthals, man from the Neander Valley. Those in Eastern Asia became Homo erectus, upright man. Those on the island of Java in Indonesia became Homo soliensis, man from the Solo Valley. Last but not least, those in Flores Island became Homo floriensis. Of these, Homo erectus survived the longest. While these humans were in Europe and Asia, the ones left in East Africa continued to evolve into numerous species, such as Homo rudolphinus, man from Lake Rudolph, Homo ergaster, working man, and eventually Homo sapiens, wise man. As you can see, human evolution is not linear. From about 2 million years up to 10,000 years ago, several human species coexisted. Humans have large brains compared to their body size, which uses 25% of the body's entire energy supply. In comparison, other apes only need 8%. This bigger, energy-hungry brain came at a price. Humans had to spend more time getting food, and their muscles atrophied. Despite this, the human brain has proven to be an asset for the Homo sapiens. Another thing that worked to our advantage is our ability to work upright. It freed our hands so we were able to do more things, like signaling and tool production. Again, this had some drawbacks. Humans lost their superior vision, and we can have problems such as stiff back and neck because of our extra-large head. Women have more of the burden. An upright gait requires narrower hips, but human babies' heads are bigger. Because of this, evolution favored earlier births when their heads were still supple. Thus, humans are born helpless, unlike other animals' offspring. The result of this is that humans became social creatures who can take care of each other. Ancient humans were at the middle of the food chain up to 400,000 years ago, and they reached the top 100,000 years ago. Normally, animals at the top of a food chain only achieved the feat after millions of years, while humans reached the peak comparatively quickly. Hence, the rest of the food chain and the humans, likewise, aren't used to this. Thus, we're prone to making bad decisions throughout history. The domestication of fire, estimated to start from 80,000 to 300,000 years ago, and cooking food may have enabled humans to evolve a big brain, while eliminating parasites and preparing food permitted the humans to eat different types of food. It also allowed a smaller intestinal tract, which allowed the brain to grow bigger. Aside from this, using fire as a weapon increased humans' edge over other animals. Even if early humans learned to use fire for their benefit, they were still marginal creatures around 150,000 years ago. Scientists don't know when Homo sapiens first evolved from other human types, but they agree that 150,000 years ago, East Africa was populated by them. They also agree that 70,000 years ago, they spread from East Africa to the Arabian Peninsula and to the Eurasian landmass. When Homo sapiens reached Arabia, most of Eurasia was already populated by other humans. There are two main theories of how Homo sapiens evolved. The interbreeding theory says that sapiens bred with Neanderthals, while the replacement theory states that they killed them off. It's also possible that a combination of these two have occurred. Eventually, many species of humans have become extinct, except Homo sapiens. The author says that Homo sapiens have settled so rapidly in diverse habitats, pushed other species to extinction, and conquered the world because of its unique language. Chapter 2: The Tree of Knowledge. 70,000 years ago, Homo sapiens left Africa for the second time, but this time they drove all other human species into extinction. In a short time, sapiens reached Europe and East Asia. They crossed the sea and landed in Australia 45,000 years ago. The period between 70 to 30,000 years ago has seen the invention of boats, oil lamps, needles, bows, arrows, art objects, and so much more. During this time, the first concrete evidence of religion, commerce, and social stratification appeared. Most researchers believe that these accomplishments were the product of new ways of thinking and communicating among Homo sapiens. This marks the cognitive revolution. They are not sure why this happened, but some believe that it's caused by random genetic mutations that changed the wiring of the brain of Homo sapiens. This can be called the tree of knowledge mutation. Although animals have a form of language, Homo sapiens' language enabled them to communicate, store, and absorb a vast amount of information about the environment. With this information, the members of the tribe can brainstorm and cooperate with one another on various tasks. Gossip is another byproduct of this unique language. Because social cooperation is essential for the survival of Homo sapiens, survival and reproduction, individuals needed to know about their companions, such as who is trustworthy and who is not, who is an enemy, who are mates, etc. Only Homo sapiens can discuss things that are not tangible, such as fantasies, legends, myths, deities, and religions. The ability to talk about fiction is unique in Homo sapiens' language. Fiction has allowed Homo sapiens to imagine things individually and collectively. Telling stories and myths allowed numerous individuals to cooperate in a variety of ways. Members of a coalition spend time together and help each other. The number of members that can be formed and maintained has limits. For a group to function well, all group members must know each other well. Chimps are unable to form groups with more than 50 members. As the number increases, the social order decreases and fractions form. The human groups can reach around 150. These groups are bonded by interaction and communication, which includes gossip. Beyond this number, it's hard to maintain cohesiveness from communication alone. Fortunately, humans manage to work in groups comprised of 1,000 members and beyond because of common myths. Thus, members of the same state, religion, tribe, and city can collaborate on the same goal, even if they haven't met each other before. This is because they can agree on things like religion, laws, justice, nations, human rights, and money, even if these things only exist in their collective imaginations. These enabled people to trade and to build corporations. Since the cognitive revolution, humans existed in the physical and imagined reality. As time went by, the imagined reality became powerful enough to affect how people think and act. How a group of people works with each other can be affected by changing the stories that they believe in. As an example, the French population changed dramatically in 1789 when they stopped believing in the myth of king's divine rights and believed in the myth of the people's sovereignty instead. At the end of the cognitive revolution, Homo sapiens were able to modify their behavior rapidly when their needs changed. They didn't need to wait for millions of years for a genetic or environmental change to happen. Thus, they zipped past all other human and animal species in their ability to cooperate with each other. Chapter 3. A Day in the Life of Adam and Eve. According to evolutionary psychology, our psychology and social characteristics are shaped during the pre-agricultural era. Even if modern technology has increased our lifespan and gave us access to more material resources, we still have the minds of a hunter-gatherer. Thus, to understand things about us like our eating habits, sexuality, and conflict, it helps to look back in history on how things were thousands of years ago. For instance, craving high-calorie foods are embedded in the DNA. Food rich in calories used to be rare and hard to find. So the instinct to immediately consume it is programmed into the genes. Modern times have made food readily available, but the instinct has remained. Thus, people are prone to overeat. Ever since the agricultural revolution, humans didn't have a predominant way of life. There are vast cultural differences even among people living under the same ecological conditions because of the ability to create different imagined realities, values, and norms. Before the agricultural revolution, Homo sapiens tribes were isolated from one another, even though they participated in a common activity every once in a while. They were nomadic, moving from place to place to find food. Tribe members were close to one another, and they didn't have much privacy. They were also less lonely. They first learned to tame animals by domesticating dogs 15,000 years ago. These dogs helped them to hunt food and provide security. Eventually, they managed to tame other animals as well. In places with plenty of food supplies, the tribes settled seasonally and sometimes permanently. Food preservation techniques enabled them to stay longer. Fishing villages were one of the first settlements, and they may have initiated transoceanic journeys, such as the invasion of Australia. Ancient humans did not only forage food, but knowledge as well. They were more aware of their physical environment as compared to us. Contrary to common belief, they were not unintelligent. Currently, humans now know more than what our ancestors 15,000 years ago knew. However, as individuals, our knowledge is highly specialized into a few things.